too much caffeine is bad for children, but after tomorrow in Seattle, the sale of espresso might do some of them good. If a ballot measure passes, a 10-cent tax on espresso drinks will help fund childcare for low-income families. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on Seattle's so-called latte tax.
At first glance, this tax might seem goofy, but in Starbucks' hometown and a city often dubbed the coffee capital of the country, this is a serious matter. You can order a latte, Americano, cappuccino, and the like almost anywhere in the city, at the gas station or a drive-thru next to the dry cleaners. There are more than 80 Starbucks stores and roughly 600 other specialty coffee outlets.
You can see that we live in a very caffeine-oriented culture, an espresso-loving culture. And that's actually the reason for why we figured out this tax. It wasn't something that was just serendipitous.
John Burbank, a 2-latte-a-day guy himself, heads the Economic Opportunity Institute, the nonprofit group that drafted the tax initiative.
When you think about a taxable product, you don't want to tax chicken or vegetables or milk, or you don't want tax drip coffee. But we know that if you can afford $3 for a tall double latte with vanilla flavoring, then you can afford the extra 10 cents for kids.
Frankly, I think it's kind of a dumb idea.
Bus driver Chris Osborne is lounging on an overstuffed chair in a cozy neighborhood coffee house, sipping his double tall latte. He says while he would be willing to pay additional property or sales taxes to support kids, he isn't supporting this.
It seems to me that I'm being singled out for a tax that I think everyone should pay. And it's just because of a personal preference of mine for drinking espresso instead of drip coffee.
The proposed tax is selective. It excludes the more simple cup of Java, targeting only drinks made with espresso. With existing taxes already fully committed, initiative sponsors searched for another way to fund cash-strapped daycare programs. Since the city can tax businesses for the privilege of selling a certain product, espresso became the focus. The sponsors contend the tax will raise about $7 million a year, though city officials say it would bring in only a third to half that amount. But at the Tiny Tots Child Development Center, any additional funds would be welcome. Tiny Tots founder Helen Hicks says the money raised by the tax would fund additional training and raises for teachers and provide child care subsidies for low-income children.
10 cents is just like nothing compared to what you're going to really get from it. If the voters understood this, those who drink the espresso coffee would be happy to drink an extra espresso coffee to just pay for this.
But it isn't just the consumers who'd be affected by the tax. Kate Gill, owner of Lottie Mott's Coffee, says administering the tax would be a nightmare and could put small shops like hers in jeopardy. She says espresso drinks are the only ones that actually yield a profit for her. By making them more expensive, fewer people might buy them, or they might turn to the big corporate store up the street, whose scale could allow it to hold prices steady in spite of a new tax.
Starbucks most certainly would absorb it. They wouldn't have to raise their price, and they would have the competitive edge. And in this area, that means a lot. And so, again, I'd go out of business. Espresso is the lifeblood of a small business. It's ridiculous.
For the record, Starbucks isn't saying whether it would raise prices, although it has contributed the lion's share of the opposition's campaign budget. There isn't any reliable polling data on the measure, but if it does pass, could the New York bagel, the Philly cheesesteak, or the L.A. smoothie be next? Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.